Let's see. Okay, so I'm going to move the screen. All right, the screen's not moving. Oh, it moved that way. Okay, so now I have, we'll do Michelle only because I always leave Michelle last for some reason, and I've noticed that, so we're not going to do that anymore. Hey, Michelle.
Hi. Actually, I don't have a memory of you leaving me always.
For some reason, I always think I do that. And I'm thinking, because the reason is, I'm always thinking, does she have to get to pick up her daughter? And, you know, whatever.
Yeah, now it's much later. Much, much later.
Okay.
Yeah, well, thank you. And hello. The messages have been beautiful so far. So I just am going to ask for one to my highest and best good.
Okay. So the first thing I want to say is remind me to send you a title of a book. So just remind me of that. Like email me or something. Okay. And say your first name, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
Yeah, you don't have much time left. The cat's going to come out of the bag. It's such a weird expression. But nevertheless, you don't have that much time left to, what's the word? Like, I know this is such a linear term, but like putz around. That's the only way I can say it. Something's going to happen that's going to bring forth your new arrival, your new gift. And that is going to be a wonderful new energy that's going to come forth. So let me see what they want me to say about that. And say your name again, honey.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
I'm going to say it this way. Something's going to happen that, like, at first may jar you, and first you may want to go, uh-oh, you know, that kind of feeling. But then, at second glance, it's going to change you. And you're going to be like, you know, why not now? Why can't I do this? It's going to shift how you see yourself. And it's going to bring you up into a new, I guess today's all about expectation, right? It's going to bring you into a new expectation of what you believe about yourself. And they're saying, you know, that's been a long time coming. That's really been a long time coming. Because you've been sifting through this, like, oh, how do I say it? It's like this lackluster attitude. And so what happens is sometimes if you sit in the dust too long, like the dust just starts piling up around you. And you don't think, so funny, I'm going to say it, but this is the words they're giving me. You don't think you can move because you've been sitting there and letting this dust pile up. And the thought, the dust is really consciousness. It's really like doubts or disbelief or whatever. And so what happens, therefore, is like the higher self will come and bring you a gift, sometimes disguised in a problem. But it's really an opportunity to kind of like step up your focus. And what it's going to do is really bring you a miracle. It's going to bring you a miracle. So let me see what I can bring forth about that. One moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
Yeah, I have the same message. It sounds very similar to Avril's a little bit. And now is the time to start cleaning up house. Now is the time to start, goodness, how can I say this? Michelle, say your name one more time, please.
Michelle.
Now is the time to start believing that anything is possible. That anything is possible. In other words, yeah, I keep getting that. New energies. New energies are coming. New energies are coming. So you've got this new cycle coming in, this new phase. It's going to bring new, like new level, new devil. Nothing's there to harm you. I don't see anything bad happening. More so is spirits trying it's kind of like, I'm going to say it this way. Sort of like you had a cycle like, let me say it this way. You've mastered the level you're currently in. Like, in other words, you've gotten all the good stuff you can get from it. And this, the parts of it that aren't serving you, they're the kind of like, okay, enough already. I don't know. And I say that with love. But in other words, it's not serving you to stay in that vibration anymore. And so what's happening is there's going to be a shift. There's going to be a shift of energies, a shift of climate. And with the shift comes, I'm going to say it this way. So like if you get a tidal wave, and again, please don't let this message bring fear, because it's really bringing delight. It's really bringing delight. So if you get like notice that there's a tidal, there's like high waves or something coming. And so you prepare. You take in like the porch furniture and stuff like that because you've got the beach house and the waves are going to be high. So you take everything in because you don't want anything to be hurt. And lo and behold, what you find is those waves actually brought in like these secret treasures from the sea that would not have come in had there not been the high waves. And that is going to change everything. Those secret treasures from the sea are really going to change everything and bring you in a higher vibration. That's how it feels to me. It feels to me like spirit wants you in a higher vibration now, and they are going to be, goodness, let me see if I can get any more information. Michelle, say your name, honey.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
Yeah, things are going to start dropping out of the sky to support you climbing vibrationally. People may be handing you books. Well, they don't do tapes anymore, but people are just going to be gifting you with things. Like, things are just going to start, the treasures from the sea, they're just going to start falling out of nowhere to help you move vibrationally. So maybe think about it this way. Status quo is officially ending. That's how it feels to me. And instead, spirit is helping you open up to a new vibrational reality. With that comes opportunities in like a grand scale for, they're showing me vision boarding. Like in other words, bringing in new dreams, new possibilities, new fulfillments, new. I just keep hearing new. So I know that message was kind of all over the place. So do you have a question about it?
I think so. I mean, I guess it did bring up anxiety for sure. The last year has, I feel like a lot of things have, kind of, I brought them upon myself, as we all do, but, tremendous shifts, but I do feel stuck, so I'm not surprised by this message. I am wondering if you could tell me in what realm and of course this is a very linear way of thinking, but if it has to do with my job or relationships or I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, as I got the words out, I could feel the angst about it. And here's the reason they brought it through, not to bring you angst. And they're also asking you to look at how your response system works. In other words, you assume that this is a bad thing. And so they're saying if you listen to the message again, what they're sharing is to have the positive expectancy of the new vibration, the positive expectancy of the new opportunities, the new vibration, the new healings, the new transformational experiences that will occur. So it's understanding that this is about raising your vibration for you to be in alignment with your truth. And so energies that are not in alignment with your truth do not serve you. Does that make sense? So with the changes come, all right, so your answer is yes, but my linear mind wants to know what the change is about. I gotcha. So let me see if I can help with that. One moment, please. That's just my kitty. That's just my kitty. All right, honey, and say your first name.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
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 Michelle.
You're really funny. Let me explain this to you. You are so powerful that I don't feel like, here's how it feels to me. I feel like you are ready on this higher level, even though you're asking me, you are ready like communicating with spirit, higher self, in terms of, goodness, how do I say it? Like making sure nothing is really gonna like rock your world or whatever. I don't know how to say this, but here's the thing. My feeling is you're successful. My feeling is that you have so much master power that you not dictate, but almost dictate. I'm going to say it this way, and I know I'm babbling. You've got amazing, powerful energy. So nothing's happening that you're not wanting to happen, is all I can say. And I also feel like, I'm just going to spill the beans. I feel like there are different scenarios of what could occur, and that you're already working with like your higher self to make sure everything comes in like a very manageable way. Like, in other words, you got to understand how powerful you are, Michelle. I mean, you in particular. In other words, you're here, but you're also here, and you're also talking to the ones here. Like you got a handle on this. And see, and that's what they're asking you to understand. Like, if you're that powerful to kind of control even different probable realities and create the one that you want to have happen, then exactly how much power are you working with? And that's what they're asking you to stop being in denial of. Does that make sense? Yes. You know, like it's like you're one of the ones that would talk to the hurricane and visualize it go out to sea, and it's going out to sea. So they're saying that's what this is about. This is about you understanding you. This is about you understanding your power and not, what's the word? Michelle, say your name one more time, honey.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
Yeah, I just keep getting the word denial and not being in denial of it. Not being in denial of it.
You just said something that was, the hurricane was supposed to hit right where we were, and mm-hmm. I spent some time talking with it.
It's yes, it is, isn't it?
And it missed us, but of course, I didn't think it was me, but uh-huh. It's just interesting that you said that.
It is. It is interesting, honey bunny.
I had fun that I was, doing that. Thought maybe I would have some sort of small impact. Okay. All right, I had to recognize my power. I've been in denial for a long time, Nicole. Thank you.
You're very welcome, sweetheart. Yeah. It's nothing more than you wanting... See, this. I'll leave you with this. You have been asking for a shift. You've been asking for, like, revelation. Show me. Teach me. And all it is you're receiving your prayer requests. It's as simple as that. Because you want to be at the next level. You really do. I can feel it. And you're ready.
Thank you.
Okay. And I'll just leave you with the visualization. The visualization I had was that you were sitting for so long, it's just like all the sand's on top of you. And so it's on top of you because you've been sitting there and energetically speaking, and not like it's time for you to understand who you are and to not let it pile up. I'll just leave it that way.
Okay, so like Avril's message, I'm going to expect this to be good.
There you go.
I'm gonna expect it to be good. Mm-hmm. It's not gonna be hot. It's not gonna be challenging. It'll be good. It's gonna be all good.
So include here, I'll leave you with this. They're saying include the awareness that that you deserve that. What you just said. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, then it feels good. Hi, Nancy. Nice to have you. How can we help you?
Are you there?
I am there. I lost your video, but I got audio, so I'm good to go. How can we help you, sweetheart?
Okay, great. I just wanted to ask whatever message they have for me. And again, I appreciate what you do. It's an amazing gift that you have. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. You're amazing as well, Nancy. When I tune into you, you just feel really fantastic. Honestly, fantastic. All right, so let me see what I can bring forth. One moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Nancy.
And say it one more time.
Nancy.
And say it one more time.
Nancy.
Yeah. The doubts have to go. The doubts have to go. What are the doubts about? The doubts have to go. And so here's what I want to say even before you say that. When I tune into you, I really do. I feel, you know, the only word that came to my mind was fantastic. And so what they want you to do is to resonate with that truth. What they want you to do is resonate with that awareness. Because as you recognize, here's what they want to say to you. As you recognize my gifts, they're asking you in like turn to recognize your own. And they're saying that I'm basically your mirror. I'm basically your mirror. And you're calling me forth to show you how much sunshine you possess and how much I want to say like impact you can make. And yeah, I get that. It's all the solar plexus. I've got it's not a chart, it's a wall hanging of the chakras. I can't get words out today. And the solar plexus, the yellow, the sunshine, the yellow, it's just staring at me. So they want you to accept the mirror of truth that I'm sending you and to receive that. So does that make sense? Is there something you're trying to move forward and embrace or create or something?
At all of the above. And mm-hmm. I feel like for a few people in my family and some other people surrounding that, almost like I'm supposed to be a facilitator.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A facilitator in what capacity?
There's a couple of projects to bring really great things for the planet.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm looking for validation or for direction or, you know, am I on the right path or...
you are so on the right path. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Nancy.
And say it one more time.
Nancy.
And say it one more time.
Nancy.
Okay, so if you could blast away the doubts, you would just surprise yourself. What I'm watching is like some kind of like cartoon image where there's this cartoon character and he's got like some kind of like drill or whatever the construction guys use and like blasting away. So it's like da 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 da, da, you know? And and so it has such a force that it's like Daffy Duck or something. And so he falls backwards from the impact. Like it's so much force, he falls backwards. But then to his delight, when he recovers and resurfaces and looks, is he's literally created like gemstones, like everywhere. And that's how I feel about you. When I tune into you, you just look like just brilliant gemstone, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. But like, instead of being like a solitary gemstone, you're actually the whole thing. So if you ever see like pictures of gemstones, or maybe in real life, I don't know, where it's like a big, huge, jewelry is your thing, of course it is. Okay, so it's sort of like all of it. You know, like here you're going into the vault, and here's like the big piece that they then portion out or whatever. This is like the big piece that it all comes from. That's actually you. That's actually you. You harness so much strength. Like when I'm tuning into you, I am actually finding, I was kind of like hurled over, because I'm trying to make sure people can see in my cell phone. I'm not used to it. But as I'm tuning into you, like my back's going straight and I'm just feeling this empowerment. That's who you are. So this is about owning it. This is your moment of truth. I mean, it's not your moment. You're going to have a lot of more moments to keep practicing. But this is your period to really understand you. And so it's sort of like, you know, when I reflect back to you, I don't even know what your question is, but I say, oh my God, your energy is fantastic. You know, for you really to take that into your like meditative time, or when you take a walk later, or whatever. And it's like, oh my, someone thinks my energy is fantastic. Like they didn't even say good, okay, pretty good. You know, they actually use the word fantastic. What is that about? What are they tapping into in me that I have yet to witness in myself, I have yet to experience and see? Because the more that you permit yourself to become this extraordinary, powerful healer, you have ability to move things, to heal things. Like you can move things energetically. And the more that you trust that, and it's the doubts, that's what you're still working with, you know, like, and because you've been feeding them. You know, it's like if the doubts come over for milk and cookies, and you take out the milk and you take out various cookies, and you always have their favorite cookies for when they should arrive, they're going to keep coming. They're going to keep coming. So what they're saying is stop giving them milk and cookies, stop giving them milk and cookies, and keep going back to your divine wisdom. Keep going back to your divine truth. And literally, imagine that you are a piece, a huge piece of your favorite gemstone. So whatever your favorite gemstone is, imagine that you're a living, breathing representation of that huge piece of that. That's how beautiful you are. That's how valuable you are. Yeah, that's exactly how it feels to me. Wow, exactly, exactly. And that's what you're coming into. You will be as powerful as you permit yourself to be. No, they won't say permit, as you remind yourself to be. This is about reminding yourself. This is about reminding yourself. I've got lifetimes when you were, who were you? Nancy, say your name again.
Nancy.
And say it one more time.
Nancy.
You were some kind of, I'm going to say like a high priestess or something. I mean, you're way up there. You're way up there. And okay. Say your name again.
Nancy.
And say it one more time.
Nancy.
You're doing something. You've got this cloak. You've got, it's so funny you like gemstones, because you've got this cloak and it's got like a hood. And then like right here, you've got some kind of gemstone thing going on. So funny you like gemstones. Because there it is. There's the gemstone right here. And I feel like it activates.
Do you see a color?
A color. I feel like it has something to do with your third eye. I feel like it's right there because of your third eye.
Okay.
And say your name again, honey.
Nancy.
And say it one more time.
Nancy.
And say it one more time.
Nancy.
You've been in Lemuria. You've been in many advanced, many incarnations with advanced consciousness. I'm going to say that, advanced consciousness. And so that's what you're going back to. You're giving yourself permission to trust it. And it's sort of like, you know, you've been incarnated you know, just the normal dream time experience where you've been schooled to believe you're this and this is the history and da da da. And they're saying, no, it isn't. You know, the history that they teach in school that my son's out learning right now, that's not the history of Earth. And that you know better, to trust what you know. That's your gift. And that's also your initiation. You're being tested right now. Trust what you know. Don't go by the linear programming, the linear paradigm. Trust what you know, because your intuition is going to be the key that activates your higher consciousness for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
I did have one, and now I can't remember what it is.
Okay, so I will do this. I'll move on to Louisa, and then I'm going to come back to you, and I'll give you a moment to think of that question. Okay, so we'll come back and to see if you remember that question before we end. Okay, hi, Louisa.
How are you?
Okay. It's so funny. I like the laptop better, but I like how things come up and prompt me, and they told me Avril left, and your message comes up nice and big. It's actually nicer on the cell phone, but we'll hopefully go back to the laptop soon. All right, sweetheart. So we're in Puerto Rico now, are we?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. All right. All right. Maybe one day I'll broadcast from your house there. All right. So one moment, please. And say your first name.
Louisa.
And say it one more time.
Louisa.
And say it one more time.
Louisa.
You're in, I guess everyone's doing this, but you in particular, you're opening up to your roots. You're opening up to really sacred wisdom. I've got this bird. I've got this bird working with you. One moment, please. And say your name again, honey.
Louisa.
And say it one more time.
Louisa.
And say it one more time.
Louisa.
All right. So I say this with love. This is not me. This is the masters. Stop living in your linear mind. Stop living in your linear mind. You're being supported in living from your intuitive awareness, and you're being shown your dream time continuum phenomena from a different plane of reality. And your job is to claim that mastership and I don't want to say practice because it sounds like you're, you know, practicing the violin or something. Your job is to really trust your intuition, trust your heart, to refrain from, I think I've given you this message before, but here it is again. To every time you remember to go back to your intuition, to live from that like higher heart that is communicating with you. You're receiving messages from a higher plane of consciousness, you in particular. And what you're learning how to do is to respond to those messages, to treat them as fact. So if you see a street, that's a fact. There's a street, I see it. There's a cat, I see it. You trust that. They're asking you to trust your intuition as fact rather than, am I making it up? Maybe it's just me. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. And Louisa, say your name again, please.
Louisa.
And say it one more time.
Louisa.
They're saying that you're being guided. You're being guided. Your job is to understand that you're a miracle worker and you don't believe it yet. They're saying that your mind doesn't believe it yet. So you still think you're Louisa, you still think you're on the earthly plane, and they're saying that it's just a mind review. They're saying you understand that you're ascended, but your mind's reviewing this. So understand that if you're looking at this from a different place of a different vibrational reality, then that means that there's more to Louisa than just the one that uses the mind. And so you're being promoted to this place of learning how to respond to life from, using a different sense. Using a different sense. The only way I can explain it is after I meditate, I suddenly start seeing life differently. Where will I be next? Okay, you're on Earth. They're saying, yeah, you're always going to be on Earth, but it's how you view your life while you're on your Earth that will change your experience on Earth. I know, I can see your frustration already. Okay, so let's breathe here. How can I say this?
What am I supposed to do differently?
You're so cute. Say your name for me, sweetheart.
Louisa.
And say it again.
Louisa.
And say it again.
Louisa.
So you say the light language? Do you say it with yourself?
Yes. You mentioned last time in one of the messages, you know, keep talking light language.
Okay.
Introducing that, you know, get shy about that. So I do that, but I don't know how to say it. Or, you know, I feel more connected to some extent.
Say that last part again.
I feel more connected to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I feel some changes.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what's next. You know, what am I learning? You know, am I going to stay here with the people? Will I go back? Where will I go?
And say your name again, honey.
Lisa.
And say it one more time.
Lisa.
They're saying release the need to keep your feet on the ground. Release the need to keep your feet on the ground. I really feel like the answer isn't what you're doing as much as who you're being. In other words, you have a gift. You have a wonderful gift. Oh my God, I've got like this genie that's like jumping on you that is trying to help you. And she literally like got on your back and is jumping, like holding on, like the way a kid would jump on someone's back. And she's holding on. Oh my gosh. And say your name again, honey.
Louisa.
Trust that you're importing like the energy of a genie, like the energy of magic, the energy of grace is what they're saying. Okay, and I understand. You want like a specific linear message. One moment, please.
What should I do?
What should you do? Where should you live?
I didn't see it. Do I need a new break? Can I get a new transplant? A new break?
And say your name again, honey.
Louisa.
And say it one more time.
Louisa.
Well, here's my feeling. My feeling is that you have a very powerful gift that you're learning how to harness and work with. So the more that you use this gift and the more that you open up to the higher energies, your higher intuition, what you're going to find is there's going to be a shift in... how do I say this? There's going to be a shift in almost like your guidance mechanism in terms of how you operate in life. And my feeling is from there, it will unfold. I know it's not the linear answer you want. Like, do I live here? Do I live there? They're not giving me any of the linear answers. But what they are saying is that you are learning how to activate higher consciousness, like you specifically. You know, you may want to record that light language and share it with your friends. I think that would serve you because you would watch yourself be someone that has a spiritual gift that you're sharing. Do you know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, send it, like, I don't know, like record it with your cell phone, send it to friends if you don't want to put it on YouTube yet, but just to start acclimating yourself to the awareness that there's this new life force streaming through you. You know, just the way I'm doing what I'm doing, you have these very strong capacity to do what you do. And the more that you do that, the more you engage in that, the more that you start dialoguing with your guides or teachers or whoever you hear, or just pretending that you can hear, or meditating or opening up, that's really where the richness is going to be. Like, in other words, do what you need to do in the linear manner. If you need to go to the grocery store to eat, go to the grocery store. If you need to get a linear job, get a linear job. But the bigger picture is you're learning how to bring, like they're saying, life. You're learning how to bring true life and anchoring it in this level of consciousness. And that's really what your true mission is right now. I wish I could give you more linear. You know, you may need like a tarot reader. Oh, go see the man with the yellow hat. You know, like, I don't know. So I'll just share that. But it really is good. But I really do feel like, you know, you sharing that like language will serve you, because it's like, oh my gosh, I'm someone that can do this. Because you'll see it. Like I'm looking at little people listening to the attunement and everyone. It's like, oh, you know, it'll help you start seeing yourself differently. Okay. All right, sweetheart. Okay. And Nancy, did you think of your question?
I did.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. The question was, is there anything specific I need to do before the meeting that I facilitated?
Okay. And what's the meeting about?
It's about energy source and water.
Okay. And say your first name.
Nancy.
And say it one more time.
Nancy.
You're working with beings not from Earth. You're working with beings not from Earth. So they're bringing forth information and wisdom to support the efforts. So is there something you need to do about that? Because I feel like it's there. I don't feel like you have to do anything. It's there. And say your name again, please.
Nancy.
And say it one more time, please.
Nancy.
The more that you recognize their presence and trust, you know, you can do all your protection. You know, I always like only allow beings of white Christ light in my auric field, that kind of thing. And I have like a gatekeeper that, you know, only allows beings of white Christ light in my auric field. But aside from
that information,
I'm sorry?
About how to do a gatekeeper. Do you have that information somewhere?
Oh, how I do protection? I'll be glad to email it to you.
I understand the protection, but I never heard of somebody using a gatekeeper before.
Oh, yeah, I'll email that to you. If you just send me a quick...
that would be amazing.
Yeah, if you send me a quick email, I'll send you all the stuff I do.
Great.
Okay, so what was I saying? Okay, so the more that you understand that they're there... my feeling, and say your name one more time now.
Nancy.
And say it one more time.
Nancy.
The more user-friendly the interface between species will be. Like, in other words, someone that's kind of hesitant or not open to it may not be able to receive as much information as Bashar, who clearly recognizes it's him in another parallel life and is totally open to receiving the information. So the more that you understand that it's a benevolent source that's working to support humanity, it's sort of like you let down your guard a bit more in terms of just being able to receive the help and support. So okay. There's that. They definitely are there working with you, and I suspect you probably have some other associations with those beings of light. Very benevolent, powerful, loving. Yeah, they feel really good and wise. Wise. It's so funny when we think in our human form we're so wise, because we really aren't. in our awakened form we are. Yeah, they're very wise and loving. And say your name again, please.
Nancy.
And say it one more time.
Nancy.
The more that you can send blessings down to Mother Earth, send blessings into the water, send blessings into the earth, they're saying that those are practices that are overlooked, even though they're like pockets of people to do that. You know, we'll pray over our children all day and all night, but we don't think to extend that to Gaia or to extend that to the water supply. So to include that in our thoughts,
okay,
or prayers. And that would be that.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Good question. All right, I think that's it with everybody on my little thing. Yeah, this is a funny system here. All right. Indeed, we surround you from our galaxy to yours as we invite you to step up and explore your new home as well. Indeed, you have arrived. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.